Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want to talk to you about receiving God's favor. Did you know that God's desire is to favor you with His blessings? In fact, we find these words in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you. That word gracious used in that verse means to show favor, according to the Hebrew dictionary. So in essence, you could say this verse would read, therefore, the Lord longs to show favor to you. If someone shows favor toward another, it means that they look at that person and treat that person with kindness, with tenderness, pleasantly, with special consideration, and that they have delight in the person and in their interests. Such a person will go out of their way to help or assist the one upon whom he looks with favor. And this is exactly God's desire toward every person who is in a love relationship with Him. In Psalms chapter 5, verse 12, it reads, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. Did you realize that this is a very promise of God, of His favor surrounding you like a shield? Few people recognize this important truth. And yet, other people may say, well, I don't deserve God's favor. I'm not a very good Christian, or I haven't really lived the way I should have lived. And yet, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are born again, if you are in right standing with God, and that right standing does not come from your perfect performance or from your sinlessness, it comes from Jesus' righteousness. The Scripture tells us that He is our righteousness. We have our righteousness through Christ, not through ourselves. We can't clean ourselves up enough to earn God's favor. Not at all. We have received the favor of God upon our lives simply because of the goodness of the Lord, because of His graciousness, because of His love and His mercy, because He has imputed Christ's righteousness to us. In other words, He has clothed us with His righteousness. And it's His righteousness that makes us righteous in the sight of God, that gives us right standing with the Lord. And if you are in that place where you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then this promise of God's favor belongs to you. But you know, you will not enjoy the benefits of any promise of God that you do not know, or that you do not understand, or that you do not claim for your very own. I like to say that it's very similar to having an insurance policy on your car. You will only take advantage of the benefits of that policy that you know about. For instance, if your policy covers auto theft, but you never make a claim when your car is stolen because you think your policy only covers accident damage, you'll never see that benefit, even though all along it belonged to you. It's just that way with the promises of God. God has many promises in His Word that He wants you to take a hold of and claim for your very own, and to believe God to bring to pass in your life. And the issue of God's favor on your life is a vital promise that everyone needs, and yet few take advantage of. Take God at His Word. He promised that His favor would surround you like a shield in your life. Are you experiencing God's favor in your life today? Do you experience His favor everywhere you go? Are you favored on the job? Do you experience God's favor in your finances, in your personal life, in your relationships, in your marriage, with your children? If not, God wants you to take a hold of what belongs to you because of His love for you, His grace, His mercy, and His loving kindness towards your life. And that is, He wants the favor of God to surround you like a shield, and He wants you to accept it, expect it, and see it operational in your life. Let me give you a biblical example of how God's favor can change the very circumstances that you may be facing today, even if you're facing great difficulty. And you need God's favor when you're facing difficult situations. In fact, you need an abundance of God's favor. Joseph is one of the most outstanding characters in the Bible. I love his story. And his story of being the favored son of Jacob, yet he was so hated by his older brothers, is an amazing story, a true story that we can look at and obtain much understanding from the Word of God. Genesis chapter 39, we find the story of how Joseph was brought down to Egypt. We know that his brothers, who hated him greatly, plotted to kill him. And they were about to do so after having thrown him in a pit, an empty cistern or a well that had no water in it. And he was in that pit all night, crying out. And yet his brothers, whose hateful spirits and jealous spirits urged them to kill him, had one brother who begged for his life and said, No, let's not do that. Let's not have his blood on our hands. Let's instead sell him as a slave to these Ishmaelite traders that were passing by. And relenting, the other brothers agreed, and they did exactly that. They sold their own brother into slavery for a few pieces of silver. Joseph's experiences after being sold as a slave to Potiphar, one of the Pharaoh's officers in Egypt, demonstrates the power of God's favor on a person's life and how it will transform circumstances. Do you have some circumstances in your life you need transformed? Then you need to listen and understand and take a hold of the promise of God's favor. Starting at verse 1 of Genesis 39, let me read you this story, this chapter about Joseph, and it has some vital information for us about the favor of God and how it works and what it will do. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and captain and chief executioner of the royal guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. But the Lord was with Joseph. And he, though a slave, was a successful and prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to flourish and succeed in his hand. So Joseph pleased Potiphar and found favor in his sight, and he served him. And his master made him supervisor over his house, and he put all that he had in his charge. From the time that he made him supervisor in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the Lord's blessing was on all that he had in the house and in the field. And Potiphar left all that he had in Joseph's charge and paid no attention to anything he had except the food that he ate. Now Joseph was an attractive person and fine-looking. Then after a time his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "See here, with me in the house my master has concern about nothing. He has put all that he has in my care. He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept anything from me except you, for you are his wife. How then can I do this great evil and sin against God?" She spoke to Joseph day after day, but he did not listen to her, to lie with her or to be with her. Then it happened about this time that Joseph went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the men of the house were indoors. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and got out of the house. And when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled away, she called to the men of her household and said to them, "Behold, your master has brought in a Hebrew to mock us and insult us. He came in where I was to lie with me, and I screamed at the top of my voice. And when he heard me screaming and crying, he left his garment with me and fled and got out of the house. And she laid up his garment by her until his master came home. Then she told him the same story, saying, 'The Hebrew servant whom you brought among us came to me to mock me and insult me. And when I screamed and cried, he left his garment with me and fled out of the house.' And when Joseph's master heard the words of his wife saying to him, 'This is the way your servant treated me,' his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, a place where the state prisoners were confined. So he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and loving kindness and gave him favor in the sight of the warden of the prison. And the warden of the prison committed to Joseph's care all the prisoners who were in the prison. And whatsoever was done there, he was in charge of it. And the prison warden paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge, for the Lord was with him and made whatever he did to prosper." Now, this is a fascinating story in many ways, but I'm going to point out to you just a few things out of this story. And it is the fact that the favor of God upon Joseph's life consistently transformed his difficult situation into a place of prosperity and victory. Here was Joseph, a slave in the house of Potiphar, and yet the scripture tells us Joseph, though a slave, was successful and prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made everything he did to flourish and succeed in his hand. These observations can be made about Joseph's experience through the favor of God. First of all, he prospered and became successful, though he was in a very distressing personal circumstance of slavery. Are you currently in a very distressing personal circumstance? The favor of God can transform that situation and cause you to prosper and become successful in the middle of that circumstance. It can change the attitudes of other people towards you. It can turn your financial circumstances around. It can change your work environment. It can literally change what looks to be an impossible situation around for you. That's what it did for Joseph. Another thing that the favor of God produced in Joseph's life, his boss, Potiphar, noticed that the Lord made everything Joseph touched to flourish. God's favor will cause other people to take note that the Lord is with you and bringing you success. The third thing that you can observe here is that Joseph had favor in his boss's eyes. It says that he had favor with Potiphar, so much so that Potiphar left everything in Joseph's charge and didn't pay attention to anything except what he ate. That is favor. This man was a slave, the lowest of the low in that economy in Egypt, working for a man who was a great officer of Pharaoh, the ruler of the entire land. And yet, the favor of God gave Joseph favor with a slave boss. It can change your situation. The favor of God will give you favor in other people's eyes. The fourth observation that can be made here is that the favor of God produced promotion in Joseph's life. He went from being just a slave that was bought by Potiphar at the slave auction to head of his household, to the point where Joseph even said about him that my master is not any greater than I am in this house, except that he has you as his wife, he said to Potiphar's wife. Promotion came to Joseph as a direct result of the favor of God upon his life. We see the same thing happen at the end of this chapter where Joseph is falsely accused and thrown into prison. And sure enough, as soon as he hits the prison, the favor of God goes to work for him again. And he received favor in the sight of the warden of the prison, according to Genesis 39:21. And then, as he had favor in the sight of the warden of the prison, promotion came to him again, even in a prison setting, even as a prisoner. Now he's lower than low. He's a slave and a prisoner. So here, as a prison, incarcerated in the prison of Pharaoh, he still rises to the top. That's what the favor of God will do in your life. It'll cause you, regardless of how low your circumstances seem to be today, it will cause you to rise to the top. Promotion came to Joseph even in this prison environment. And again, the prison warden gave everything into his care and didn't think a thing of it. The favor of God will cause you to prosper, to be successful in your given occupation, to have others take note that the Lord is with you and bringing you success, and it'll give you favor with your boss and cause you to be promoted. But let me make this observation for you. For the favor of God to work in your life, you're going to have Joseph's attitude at the same time. The scripture tells us in the first part of chapter 39 of Genesis that Joseph pleased his master, meaning that he went out of his way to do what would be a blessing and pleasing to his master. I'm sure he didn't enjoy being a slave. He could have easily become embittered by being sold into slavery, but rather than letting bitterness, unforgiveness toward his brothers, anger, disillusionment that the very visions God gave him for leadership looked like they were never going to come to pass, rather than getting into that spirit of despondency, despair, discouragement, disillusionment, bitterness, anger, etc., Joseph had the Spirit of God inside of him and operated in the opposite spirit with which he had been treated by his brothers. You may be in a very difficult employment situation right now. You may be mistreated by your supervisor or those around you. It'd be very easy for you to be resentful and to do as little as you can to please or bless your supervisor or boss or employer. And yet, Joseph, who had every natural reason to act in a most unbecoming manner, chose to operate in the opposite spirit. And it says in verse 4 of Genesis 49, Joseph pleased Potiphar and found favor in his sight, and he served him. He had a servant's heart and a godly attitude. He did what would be pleasing and a blessing to his slave master, even though Joseph did not deserve to be a slave. You may say, I don't deserve the treatment I'm getting. If you want the favor of God to operate in your life, you're going to have to operate in your life with the opposite spirit that you may be receiving treatment from. You may be misused, abused, treated poorly, overlooked. God wants you to cast off that spirit and choose by faith and by obedience to the Word of God to walk in love, to be submissive and obedient to your boss, to your supervisor, your employer, to have a servant's heart, even to those who don't deserve to be well served. Have a servant's heart and do what would be pleasing to your employer, to your boss. Then the favor of God can operate on your behalf. Without that godly attitude, the favor of God will be quenched in your life. God wants the favor, His favor, to operate for you. And it will bring you success. It'll bring you prosperity. It'll change difficult circumstances. It'll cause you to rise to the top. It'll give you favor with people. And it'll cause you to be promoted. It's a phenomenal and a powerful promise of God, this favor that we see promised in Psalm 5, verse 12. The favor of the Lord surrounds you like a shield. Are you using that promise of God in your life? Are you seeing it activated? Are you seeing the blessing of that promise come to pass? Check your attitude. repent if you haven't had a servant's heart, if you haven't had a heart to be pleasing and a blessing to others, but you've only been thinking of how you're being treated. When you have your focus on yourself, saying, I'm not being treated well, I don't deserve this, that attitude will disqualify you from receiving the favor of God. Humble yourself before the Lord, repent, ask God to change your attitude, and begin to apply Joseph's attitude, his spirit, to your situation. Have a servant's heart, seek to be a blessing, and you will see the blessing of God's favor begin to change your very situation. Let me talk to you about a few other situations that you may be encountering where you can apply the favor of God. Perhaps you have problems in a relationship, maybe a family relationship, maybe with a daughter or a son, or in your marriage. You can begin to declare God's favor over that particular situation, because we see that one of the benefits of the favor of God is that God will cause people who may have previously not treated you well or wouldn't have been expected to treat you well, such as the slave master Joseph worked for. He couldn't have been expected to treat Joseph in a godly way. He was a heathen living in a heathen country and who had just purchased a slave at a slave auction. And yet the favor of God on Joseph's life caused that man to treat Joseph with favor, with kindness, with special consideration, with tenderness, in a very godly way. He blessed him in every way, promoted him. God will change people's hearts towards you through the favor of God if you'll keep a godly attitude. You can pray and take a hold of this promise by saying, Lord, I thank you that your favor surrounds me like a shield, that your favor gives me favor with other people, especially, name your relative, this person, your neighbor, your daughter, your son, your husband, your wife, that it gives me favor with my spouse, and I can count on your favor working in this situation. And then pray, help me to show grace and favor to that person, just as you have shown it to me. It's important to receive the favor of God in your life, that you show favor to other people, that you show grace, consideration, special kindness, tenderness towards others, and you can reap the blessing of favor. If you're trying to sell a house, you can pray, Lord, I thank you that your favor on my life gives me favor with buyers and causes them to look favorably upon me and upon my house and brings me a favorable offer because of your loving kindness towards me. Apply the favor of God to every situation you have. If you're looking for a job, you can pray, Lord, I believe your favor surrounds me like a shield. You're taking God's promise. You're taking his word and taking God at his word. I believe your favor surrounds me like a shield. Therefore, I have favor with employers and at every interview. Thank you for giving me favor in the eyes of others, even to the point of bringing my application to the top of the stack. You know, God wants to favor you today, but you must put in a claim for this precious promise of God's favor. And you do it by believing the truth of his word, and then by declaring it and expecting it to come to pass in your life. Take that promise. Go to Psalm 5, verse 12, and take a hold of it, because the scripture promises that the favor of God surrounds you like a shield. Lord wants to bless you today with his favor. Will you take advantage of it? Will you take a hold of it? Claim it today in prayer, but speak it out loud so that all the devils in hell will hear it, because the word of God is a sword of the Spirit. It's a weapon in your arsenal that you can use to change your very circumstances. Make that declaration today that the favor of the Lord surrounds you like a shield, and it causes doors to open for you. It causes you to have success, victory, prosperity, promotion, and favor with others, because of the goodness of the Lord, not because of anything you've done, but because of His grace and His love for you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Take a hold of God's favor and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.